Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution that sounds like a whisper. Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution that sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds useless. Who are people gonna rise up and get their share? Who are people gonna rise up and take what's there? Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about the revolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connection's December 5th edition. It is Tuesday, December 5th, in fact. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. Great to have you here with me today. It's going to be a day that I talk about issues. And I have alluded to the fact that often it's hard to get great guests to come on and speak their mind or add value to the work that we've done on the French Connections website and on Eric Hupschmidt's website and the articles Bolin writes and Condit and the rest. So we often go without guests because we don't feel like if we can't add something to the mix, why bother? And often I don't do as many private just talk sessions here like I'm doing today. Because I don't want it to become commonplace. I don't want to make you feel that when you tune into the show, you're just going to get me going off on some tangent or something like that. I do want to say a few things about the economy and about the naked short selling. Someone again pointed out something quite interesting about the research Adam did. In fact, thank you, Adam, for sending me some information about it. But I'm going to repeat it again. The fraud involved is actually counterfeiting of people's shares within a company. In other words, they have committed a complete and utter criminal act in these market-making companies, such as Goldman Sachs and others. Bank of New York handles a lot of them. And many of the companies on Lower Manhattan's Wall Street who trade into the NYSE and the NASDAQ, and more often the NASDAQ because it can be electronically advantaged in their favor. And you'll find that this fraud is really going to be the thing that really brings the whole system down. Because it's a pyramid scheme, ladies and gentlemen. There are policies and frauds and fake instruments and fake gold amounts in circulation that if they were ever to do a physical accounting of these activities, you would find out that a full 10 or 15% of the entire economy of these traded instruments is fraudulent. And then many more of them are built upon that fraud. In other words, when people use fraudulent documents or values to go and get future loans, for example, using them as a guarantee against non-payment or other things. And so once you pull a leg out from under a three-legged table, ladies and gentlemen, the table goes over. And we have a three-legged table in the American economy. So I thought clarifying that point for you, for you listeners, I don't want you to think that we didn't really have a handle on how to describe this, because it is. If I were to try to explain the derivatives market to you guys, it would boggle your mind. I have trouble understanding the mathematical equations that actually go into a derivatives position. It's folly is what it is. And these instruments have come along in the last 20 years, in fact. So just when they were ramping up the fraud, they were ramping up the nonsense that nobody can even understand. And if you guys remember, Orange County, the county in California, actually went bankrupt because the people in charge of the county's finances were putting their money into a derivatives fund and didn't understand how it worked. They weren't the only ones either. There were cities and municipalities across America who got caught up in this nonsense. Well, these instruments are still in circulation. Many of them are just plain lies and frauds and crimes. And, of course, the SEC can't get any traction on changing the law because basically the SEC is bought and paid for by the people committing the crimes, just like America is. Which brings me to my next subject today, which is Israel. That vomitous, cancerous, festering sore in the Middle East. Yeah. They are starting to use new designed weapons. Actually, it's been going on for months. They've been practicing murdering wholesale crowds of people with new weapon systems. And if there's an article on the website today about some of these weapons, but they're just using these things on the Palestinians to, of course, to eliminate their population, but to sicken them, to destroy them morally and destroy them emotionally, and to give them absolutely no hope. They want these people actually genocided from the planet and are well on their way to succeeding in that genocide. The Israeli Nazis are criminally killing this whole population of Semitic people. So if you want to know who the worst anti-Semites in the world are, it is the Israelis, ladies and gentlemen, and the Israeli military. The Nazi Defense Force is what I call them. You know, here's some of the facts as I understand them. We've got our Congress infiltrated, the both Senate and House of Representatives. We've got this guy Reed, whose wife was born Jewish, who is a pro-Israeli supporter, going to be in charge of the Senate. We've got Landau over here, another positive Israel supporter. So what I've decided to do today is ask my population, my people that listen to this programming, to begin private investigations on your own from each area that you're sitting in the United States, and if you're outside the country, using the Internet to do the research, and start identifying politicians from across the United States who have a relationship to Israel. I want a list, and I want the evidence placed on that list so that we can begin putting a list together on who to arrest and who to place into a court system for treason. Because basically, if they're supporting this criminal country in the Middle East and they're using taxpayer money and taxpayer and the blood of our soldiers to do it, they're committing serious crimes of treason, and we need to stop them. Now, how do we stop them? Of course, what's happening is in the flow of public opinion, more and more people are understanding that this festering boil in the Middle East called Israel is really a criminal state that is not a friend of America. And as the population becomes aware of that, so are our police departments. And I'm telling you that we need to get our police departments more on our side. So in order to do that, this is another leg of our table, and we're going to build our table with four legs, ladies and gentlemen, not three. We need to start going into the hamlets of America, to the small communities in America, to the small counties in America, to the 5,000 and 6,000population bedroom communities around cities and stuff, where the police departments are still very small, and for the most part personable, untainted by having SWAT teams come down upon them, and maybe closer to the populations that they serve. Maybe there's 8 or 10 police in that place. And you need to re-educate your neighbor policeman. You need to re-educate your neighbor sheriff. You need to re-educate them and show them the facts, either in conversation or in video form with the 9/11 mysteries or Eric Hufschmidt's Painful Deceptions. Excuse me. Or just start pointing them to some of the more important websites, not necessarily the French Connection. This is master's and doctoral work we're doing over on the French Connection. We don't want to run people away too much. What we'd like to do is to take the stuff that can show them the direction to go. There are small things that can be done to sway someone's opinion without having to plunge them right into the deep end of the pool, as it were. Now, certainly for people who are already on board with the facts and they want to get a great education on how this stuff has all worked, we're the place to do it. But don't forget Benjamin Friedman. I'm going to ask Eric again to float him back up to the top of our website because we let him sink down a little bit from time to time because we don't want you to think he's just a fixture at the top, but he is an important element within the battle that we're waging here. He's Jewish by heritage and an honest man. When he passed away, he was probably responsible for more exposure of this criminal Nazi regime that has festered in the Middle East and come into being throughout the last century. And their crimes throughout World War I and II, as you all know the story if you've been to the website, if you've listened to these broadcasts. And so he needs to be revisited. We need to understand what this Mr. Rosenthal had to say. We need to understand, and I'm going to ask Eric also, to put Mr. Rafig's work back up with Kessler's work. And just do a reintroduction to the people who are new to the French Connections website. We have been putting this work together for 2 years now. It is solid. It was based on much of the research of Friedman, also of Carol Valentine and so many others. And you know what? It's time now we take this to the next level and start informing our police. Don't be afraid of the police in your local community. You know, in the bigger cities, of course, some of these people can be jackbooted. And I, my last visit to America, I didn't get a good feeling when I approached a policeman for directions. In fact, I was pretty much blown away by his response to me asking for directions. So, you know, you start out in your local hamlets and local communities. There's places all over the country that have just small little police departments, ladies and gentlemen. They got small sheriff's offices. Yeah. And you know, they are just citizens like you and I, and they understand what's happening. They smell the crimes. They see maybe their son coming back from Iraq, or their nephew, or their a friend of their family being injured by this criminal war that we have going on over there. And so the fact of the matter is maybe you're going to be talking to an ally. They're probably going to be clandestine at first about their alliance to the truth. But I'm also talking to my listeners in New Hampshire. I want them to really start taking this outdoors and becoming aggressive about it. And we have to reinvent our effort here because basically, ladies and gentlemen, we're letting the spin masters take front and center. We can't allow that. There are a lot of people who are finally looking for truth and answers that are being sent over to the lie herders at Rents and the lie herders at Alex Jones. You know, these guys are never going to point the finger at the criminals, ever. And never going to do it, and they're never going to help you get the crimes solved. They're never going to get these people placed into the court system like they deserve. And my whole thing is, if you've got a judge in your area that has any relationship to APEC, begin to, by investigating their connections, and start to disseminate and put out there their connections, because there will come a day, and in not too distant future, where that relationship that you were able to put out into circulation is going to come back and cause that person to be taken out of that position and placed behind bars and placed under investigation for treason and crimes against the United States. And see, it's going to reach a tipping point for the American public. They're going to finally say to themselves, something's bad, wrong here, and this 10 or 15,000 group of criminals at the top of our government have been absolutely slaughtering us and robbing us and killing our nation and killing our children and killing our health and destroying our society and our morals and everything about us that's good for the last 40, 50 years in a wholesale fashion for this stinking, festering sore in the Middle East called Israel, and we want it stopped. We want it stopped. Now, somebody's been writing me saying that he's Jewish and he is not he's not a practicing Jew, and he worries about my position on some of the facts. Well, am I willing to stand up behind them? I said, well, point out something that we've done on our site with our work that's not true. And I would be willing to take a relook at it. And if you can find proper evidence that says it's not true, I would talk with Eric and with other researchers about it and see if we've made a mistake. We're not infallible, ladies and gentlemen. And I said, secondly, we have a lot of the information we get coming from Jewish people. And I've got people from the Jewish faith on my MySpace. I've got them as friends. I got them as sources of information. And yes, criminal Zionism is not universally accepted by the Jewish people. Make no mistake about it. And we are not calling for a pogrom against Jews. We are calling for a pogrom against the criminal Zionists. And that includes the Christian Zionists out there. And that includes the Christian Zionist supporters from across the Midwest and the Hagies of the world. And these nitwits who think they're going to be raptured up into space. Same criminal group. Make no mistake about it, we're wanting them in jail too for treason against the country. They've helped sell us out as much or more than the Jewish community in the country. And there are American Jews who are Americans first, and they don't subscribe to this criminal enterprise that is emanating, this festering boil that's emanating out of the Middle East. And they don't deserve your ire. They deserve your congratulations for being willing to stand up. Yeah, like Mr. Finkelstein and like so many others. They call them self-hating Jews. Yeah. You know, and some of the other subjects that are going to end up coming out, because, you know, I can't talk about certain issues on this show here, because the country I live in is also bottled up by similar forces, and they'll put me in prison. And then I can't do any more broadcasts with you. And that wouldn't serve me well. It wouldn't serve my family, because I don't have much resources over here, and there would be hunger involved if this were to happen. And I need to fight for another day here. You know, this is not a violent solution to these problems. This is an informational solution to these problems. And I'm not looking for you to go out into your communities and start pointing fingers at everybody. I'm asking you to do the research, the due diligence. You know, you may have only a weekend or a nighttime or a Saturday or something, but Jesus, the country's not worth saving. If your future of your family and the safety of your streets that you live on are not worth saving, then what is? And of course, you're not going to get the rank and file public to go behind you. I'm convinced they're too far gone, too stupid. Yeah. Most people in Europe and America are so stupid they can't find the doorway when they're pointed at it. You know, it's unbelievable. But, and many people, when you bring up any of these subjects, just turn and run from you because they don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that. Oh, boy. Well, that's probably going to be their response even when things get much more difficult for them. It's not real. My food's not gone. I'm waiting for the delivery. My water's not poisoned. I'm waiting for clean water. I don't know what they think. I don't know what they think about the euro appreciating and the money being robbed wholesale and this printing press government we've got and fiat currency being worthless and the kleptocracy we've developed in the government and this massive mess of humanity we've brought together in Iraq to kill, maim, and destroy, and in Afghanistan, and God knows where else we're doing it. Yeah. Last thing I want to bring up, and this is the other leg of the table that is so important. I'm going to ask you guys to post one of our files on a message board or a forum or someplace every day if you can. And you don't have to say, I'm here with the truth, here it is. Say, I just found, just make it seem quite innocent. I just found this article that brings up this subject. I'm wondering if you, if you think that this part of it is correct, ask this forum that you go to for their critique on it or what they think about it or have they seen it. In other words, start putting our information out there. Google is trying to eliminate me from the world. Google, we went from 270,000 hits on Google down now to 13,000. and almost all of them are negative against Daryl Bradford Smith. No surprises there, ladies and gentlemen. And this is at the same time where my visitors and unique visitor list on the website has never been higher. We've never had more people coming, and I am at the lowest ebb I've ever been on Google. Now, it's no surprise that Google set up its biggest outlet in Israel. It's owned by the Israelis. And so they're just trying to filter me out of anybody's search engine. And if you do find me, it's usually with Wing TV's take or with Carl Schwartz or this Janik skank channeling zipperhead over here. And, so essentially they're trying to eliminate me. Now, I don't know if that's true with the other web search engines, whether Yahoo uses the same technology or they're all by the same people. I don't know. But I know from 270,000 to 13,000 is more than a coincidence. So, I'm ranting today. I'm trying to launch some new effort here. I'm going to talk to you more about it in the near future. I've asked Eric to put some of the old information, like Rafik and Ben Friedman and Rosenthal, back up top. Get back to basics a little bit here, and I want you to go out and start collecting information on local area APEC committees. People who are indebted to them, whether it's the state senator where you live, how much money they've taken, start compiling a list of information, start disseminating it amongst people on the internet as well as friends. I think the American public are at a tipping point now, or at least beginning to be. They've got even President Carter, who's an apologist for the Jews in my view, but because he doesn't go anywhere near the truth on his stuff, talking about APEC having their right to do what they do. They don't have a right to destroy America and sell out in public. No, they don't. And so I think he's just an apologist for them. But you can see the venom, the nastiness, because they're feeling like their whole house of cards is coming apart. And, you know, we've played a significant role in pushing this out there. And we need you to keep doing it. So that seems to be all I wanted to discuss with you today. I do this regularly. There's a new forum that I've discovered. I discovered it some time ago. They were offshoots from the Liberty Forum, who were disgusted the way that place was being controlled by Zionists, and started their own. And I went over there, and we're going to put up a link to their site as well, because it's interesting stuff over there. They're actually sharing good information and Nola Job, I think it's called. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Maybe somebody will correct me on that. But I did join, and they asked me to moderate. I don't want to be a moderator. I don't have time for that. And I'm really not interested in sitting through too much of the goings-on at a forum. But I do like to check and see what people are saying. And it seems that site has spent a lot of time trying to find the facts. And they've done it for a long time. You know, you can't be wrong about people. They can, you know, the last forum that I associated with suckered us in and then turned around and ended up being, I don't know, satanic nut jobs or something. God only knows what was wrong with them. Very bizarre coming out of that thing. But that was a blindside treatment, that was. But, hey, you know, live and learn. Anyway, so that's what's happening today. You know, this is an ongoing battle. Their finances are heating up. The problems for the criminals are actually heating up as well. They're still acting with impunity, though, ladies and gentlemen. Even though they're seeing a lot of resistance starting to crop up across the country, they don't seem to care very much about the opposition. Well, let's make them wrong on that point. Let's use that hubris, that arrogance that they have against them, and surprise them with a unified front for against all this stuff that's going on. Until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daryl Bradford Smith saying be well. Bye-bye now.